Views on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Followed the U.S. recognition of opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The new chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee has high hopes for what the panel might accomplish this year.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says the committee's recent approval of criminal justice reform proves that
this committee has within it the ability to do big things long overdue.
And among the items on Graham's to-do list, securing social media.
We're all worried about social media platforms being hijacked by terrorists.
And that's not all.
Intellectual property, Senator Tillis and Senator Coons have some ideas. Senator Sass wants to make sure that we act ethically. You got a package of ethic reforms.
Rich Thomason, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has laid flowers at a cemetery in St. Petersburg today as the Russian city marks the end of its World War II siege by Nazi forces. The siege of the city, which was then called Leningrad, lasted nearly 2.5 years until the Soviet army finally drove the Nazis off, 1944. Historians say more than 1 million residents of the city died. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for ReaganPrivacy.com. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us, through his life, his faith, and with his words, that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan. You can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send. And they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address that you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Volvo is recalling 200,000 diesel cars around the globe because the fuel lines might be bad.
Describing the recall as a preventive safety measure, the company says it covers the Volvo V40, S60, and V60 and their cross-country versions. It also covers the V70, the XC70, S80, XC60, and XC90, built in 2015 and 2016. Volvo is replacing the fuel line at no cost to affected owners.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Emma Thompson-Mindy Kaling comedy Late Night is already one of the biggest hits of the 2019 Sundance Film Festival, with an acquisition price to match. Amazon Studios bought the film in a U.S. distribution deal yesterday, for $13 million, that's a record for the festival. Kaling wrote the script for Late Night, which follows a veteran talk show host played by Thompson, who's facing declining ratings. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Schneiderman is back this weekend talking about cystic fibrosis. It's the most common genetic disease in this country.
About 30,000 Americans have cystic fibrosis, CF. Mucus production is controlled by a gene that makes it abnormally thick, affecting respiratory, digestive, and reproductive systems. The discovery of the CFTR gene has led to some innovative drugs which may prevent much of the damage that the thick mucus causes. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is a good resource, www.cff.org. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
German police say an intoxicated man who ducked out of a train for a cigarette break during a short stop got in trouble when he tried to jump back on board between two cars after the train departed without him. The 33-year-old clung onto the coupling during frigid temperatures as the train hurtled toward Hamburg at speeds up to 125 miles an hour. Passengers finally heard his cries for help, though, and got him inside safely. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bears. Settles in your soul, in your soul, in your soul.
Yes, Jefferson. Welcome, everyone. This is Terry Raposa, and I'm here eagerly awaiting my partner. And I am here in the KCNR studios. We're podcasting and broadcasting worldwide via the internet. Also, you can listen to us on 1460 in Redding, California. If you want to call into the program, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 605-4567. A couple of quick things here. Ashley has an announcement about something that's very, very important.
Today is National Chocolate Cake Day. So everyone needs to make sure they celebrate today. This is very important information.
Well, I think that that's something that everybody needs to partake in. I mean, you know, there's nothing better than chocolate cake and ice cream, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. Here comes my partner. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. See, look at that. Your mic's already on.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? Anyway, a couple of quick announcements here. We are having a business expo. This is going to be March 2019 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It'll be at 23181 Chard Avenue. That's 23181 Chard Avenue in Gerber, California. We are going to fill that up with vendors. It's really neat. It's a very nice venue. We're excited about it. There's going to be lots of parking. We are going to have room for, I think, around, I want to say about 45 vendors. It's going to be good because you can bring your business out there. You go out there, you can talk to different businesses from different counties. All 23 counties are invited. You get a 10 by 10 booth space. The fee is $50, and we would like you to donate an item for the silent auction. And if you have any questions, you can call Patty Smith at 530-833-0265. That's 530-833-0265. And tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road at a church that we will not name
for the moment,
the Reading Patriots at 6 o'clock are going to be zooming in, which is live, on a big screen. It will be Brian Colfage. And Brian Colfage is the young man who's has the GoFundMe account for the wall. He is building the wall privately. He says that he can build it for half the price the government can.
What wall is that?
The wall on the border.
The border wall. The border wall, man.
Okay. And so I guess he's raised over $20 million, $20 plus million already, and says he can do it. Now, the interesting thing about this young man is he's a veteran. And he is a triple
amputee.
You know, and just a beautiful family, wonderful young patriot. But it'll be really neat to ask him questions, see how that's coming along, and of course, you just gotta love Nancy Pelosi, you know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I guess you don't, do you?
No,
I guess you don't. We had a nice town hall yesterday down in Calusa.
Yes, it was very nice. Lots of good people. Patriots, again, once again, there are patriots everywhere coming out of the woodwork and coming in here what was to be discussed. And Mark did an awesome presentation, as usual. And It was well received.
Well received, and very generous people.
Yes, very generous.
In fact, the people in the Marysville Tea Party that actually received a settlement from the IRS suit they had.
Yeah, they got paid out from the IRS because the IRS was trying to
target them,
screw them.
Yep,
target them, whatever you want to call it. You know, when they signed up to be a patriotic
nonprofit,
and so they sued them, and they were part of the big case that all the patriots went for, and they got a settlement. What did they do with that settlement?
They gave it to Mark for the Second Amendment.
They did.
Yeah, $14,000. $14,000.
Yep, they signed over a check for $14,000 to Mark for the Second Amendment case.
Also, there's a wonderful man here in Reading, a wonderful patriot, and he has given us something that we just have to kind of check out a few things on it. He is a great patriot. We'll be talking about that young man, Dennis. You know who you are. We'll be talking about him next week once we dot the I's and cross the T's on what we have to do to make sure that everybody's doing what they need to do on the up-to-up.
Yep.
And we're excited about that. So there's a lot of great people out there that are helping us in Jefferson and helping us throughout the country. I mean, the nice thing is people are coming out and wanting to stand up in different states and sending us information and asking for information and saying, how do we get this thing going? By the way, Oregon now has 8 committees. 8.
Go Oregon.
Yeah, 8 counties.
Sweet.
And it's been, you know, when we look overall at what's going on here in America, the real fight seems to be the people and the establishment. It doesn't seem to be an issue of really even party versus party, because I'm not really sure that in a lot of cases in some of these states, at least in our state here in California, we aren't all one party.
We're just one party according to the representatives that we supposedly elected. Yeah, but we're going to find out when the Election Integrity Project gets done. We'll find out who we truly elected.
Absolutely. Boy, was she great.
Wouldn't that be awesome just to have that clean up? And guess what? Then if the election's held as unviable, what do you think is going to happen? Oh, there might be some house cleaning.
There might be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they better do it quick before somebody tries to pass a law.
Oh, my God. Yeah, once again.
Yeah, you know, you stop and think about California.
Under the dark of night, they pass another criminal law.
Yeah.
Hell, they do it in the broad daylight. They don't have to worry about the dark of night.
Well, you know, it's like someone was alluding to that. In fact, it was a police officer I was talking to. It's kind of like, you know, if you're unconscious and you're a young lady and you're raped and, you know, you were at a party or something, I mean, you know, it's a misdemeanor. But if you, what happens if you hand a straw out to somebody in a restaurant and you're a server
does that become a felony or something?
It might be.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I mean, plastic straws.
Oh.
I mean, people who make plastic straws are a menace to society. They
oh my
just
gosh!
Must be
bunch of criminals. You
know, it's like people who don't buckle their seatbelts. You know, we've got to be watching all that. You know, I mean, where does personal responsibility begin and lunacy end? I mean, that's.
The moment you take your first breath is where personal responsibility begins.
You know, when I was talking to Mark Baird yesterday, and he made last night at dinner, and he made a really good point. He said, you know, the thing is that as we look at everything federally, yes, we do have to be involved, and yes, we have to look at it. But California, I mean, isn't complying with anything anyway. I mean, you know, look what they've done on the sanctuary state. Look what they've done mm-hmm. on gun laws. I mean, all the different things that California is doing, they're not complying anyway. So no matter what happens in the legislature of the United States of America in Congress, they don't comply anyway.
Right.
So, you know, I guess the thing is, we also had a couple of questions last week, and that is, you know, basically, you know, if you're okay with everything California is doing and you're okay with the goofy laws and you're okay with the crime and you're okay with illegal aliens harming and murdering citizens of the United States, if you're okay with everything running rampant, if you're okay with us giving benefits to anybody and everybody that comes across our border, if you're okay with, again, with the law enforcement people that we have in our country being, or our state being, having their hands tied, if you're okay with all this stuff, then you probably won't like Jefferson. So it really isn't a matter of, you know, inclusiveness. Is you're probably just not going to like it, because it's going to be some things you're not going to like if you like everything California is doing.
You mean freedom with personal responsibility?
Yeah, exactly. That's called liberty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Let's not forget to throw in accountability in that, huh?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Anyway, we're getting the high sign here. We're going to go off to our first break. So if you have a question or you have a comment, you want to chime in, it's 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. And the time has come.
For 51.
Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Brothers come a-running. Calling south and north together. Calling west and east together. Calling all the clan together, brother, come running.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This Christmas, give the gift of Down Home Comfort Food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 2nd, The Golden Dragon Acrobats. From China, The Golden Dragon Acrobats feature a high-energy evening of breathtaking acrobatics and daring stunts, plus dance, juggling, and trapeze. The Golden Dragon Acrobats, a family-friendly feast for the senses, filled with fast-paced fun. February 2nd at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Can't you see the reaper reaping? Brothers come a-running. Never mind the shells a-flying. Never mind the dead and dying. Can't you hear the piper piping? Brother come a-running. Come a-running fast. Come a-running hard. Running for all you worth. Come a-running through the gates of hell itself, and let the devil take the hindmost. We're gonna be calling all the clan together. Calling all the clan together. Calling all the clan together. Brothers, come running.
Come running, brothers.
Oh, what a great song.
I like that. Now, okay, we're calling all the clan of Jefferson, the Jefferson clan, everybody.
Well, when we get FM here, you guys will be able to hear that song the way it really sounds like we're getting it. I mean, you know, each speaker has something different in it, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
FM, so...
FM.
FM for more of us, four more. Is that where we're getting, four more?
Yep.
Cool. That's supposed to happen sometime. Not sure when,
yeah.
But it's on the calendar. I want to encourage everybody to keep on doing what you're doing, fighting the fight, and getting out there and spread your wings a little bit more and challenge yourself to share this information about Jefferson. And by challenging yourself in that, if you don't know more of what really is going on, learn it, please, you know, and learn it properly. We've got a great website, and we've got a lot of people involved in the movement that you can contact any one of us and you know, talk to us and find out what's going on and ask your questions, get answers. And if we don't know something, we'll let you know that, and we'll try to figure out how to get that information to you. So I just want to encourage everybody to do that. Also, go out and share the information with family, friends, enemies, whoever, and just share the information so we're spreading it far and wide. It's surprising still today, after, 5 years of doing this, there are people out there that really have no knowledge or understanding of what the current Jefferson movement is about. They'll say, well, yeah, I heard about it. Well, what'd you hear? Well, I'm not really sure. So, you can't assume everybody knows as much as you do. So please, just go out there and share the information, get it spread so they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, so they see some hope in what's really going on here in California. We're trying to get everything done and done right. We are crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's in the process of moving forward with our lawsuit so that as we go through the process, we get to the end game done properly, morally, and ethically. There's no reason to go any other way because it wouldn't make us any better than California if we did it like California does it.
Well put.
So we need to move forward, making sure that we are doing everything the best to our ability and for the knowledge we have at the moment, and constantly trying to learn so we make sure that we don't make any mistakes, very costly or time-delayed mistakes. And we've been very careful about that so far with the court case. We've got a great legal team in place. You would be surprised all the questions that come up, and then we go back and forth and discuss. We have good, healthy, and passionate discussions about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And it helps because then it makes us better at what we're doing and why we're doing it. It helps because we're doing it for all of us, not just for a small circle of people. We're doing it for everybody who resides in Jefferson and those who reside outside of Jefferson that, number one, may want to come back home to Jefferson County, and or people might want to relocate to Jefferson.
Start a business.
So, there are a lot of opportunities here for us to make this work. And so I just want to challenge everybody to, do your best. Get out there and have the dialogue with people and keep it simple. The best thing to do is wear something. You wear a sweatshirt, wear a hat, wear, shirts, whatever. And that sparks a lot of dialogue. People say, hey, I love your shirt. Yeah, I do too. So what do you know about Jefferson? Whatever it takes. And just get a 2-minute dialogue with somebody. You don't have to have a full one-hour discussion. So just make it part of your daily dialogue or your ritual, and just talk to people. And don't be afraid to talk, because you never know, whoever you talk to might be just as passionate as you are, and then you gain that ally on what we're trying to do. So I just want to encourage everybody to do that.
I think that right now there's, as we live in California, and here we are, we do have an election coming up on March the 26th, and that's going to be for Senate District number 1, because Ted Gaines is now with the insurance commissioner, I believe.
No, Board of Equalization.
Is he? Is that where he is?
Yes, Board of Equalization.
I get both sides, but is he in both places?
In California, who knows? And the Board of Equalization, just in case you don't understand what that is, that's where they decide all the taxes.
Yes, and now it's an agency.
They're the police agency for the taxes. All your taxes, every tax that you pay, your
property
tax.
Don't they advocate for our rights? Don't they advocate for us? They don't advocate for our rights?
Are you kidding? If they did that, then they'd work themselves out of a job. Are you kidding? No, they want to stay there and become fat cats and earn their big dollars, and at our expense.
Sure. Well, getting back to the election, there's questions on this. How important is this election? We do again. Steve Frank, who's a gentleman who is running for the Republican chair here in California. I think he's becoming a prophet. He had made a comment on a radio program a couple of weeks ago in the Sacramento area that we will lose most likely 5 more on the Republican side assemblymen in 2020. Well,
don't we only have 11?
No, we have 9. We have 20.
Oh, we
had
20.
20, but we have 19 now because one gentleman defected over to from San Diego.
I was thinking of the defected. Senate.
Yeah. The Senate is just 11 out of 40.
Yeah, okay.
But, you stop and think about this particular race. We have, two seated assemblymen, and we have two people that are running that are not already elected officials. And so when you look at this, if one of those assemblymen win, then, which is probably a pretty good bet, Kevin Kiley and Brian Daly, there would be another election for an assembly person in that particular district. So, you're looking at maybe the possibility of the Democrats gaining ground there. But here's the deal. The deal is the Democrats at this point haven't had anybody file yet. And, you know, really and truly, people may go, well, you know, gosh, you know, it doesn't really matter and da-da-da-da-da and all that sort of stuff. And maybe it doesn't as far as the what party you're in. But here's the real deal. Real deal is there are principles and there are templates and there are platforms which each party has. The Democrat platform in California is socialist communist, period. If you run on that platform, then you can't say, well, gee, I'm running as a conservative Democrat. Really? Truly? Are you? Okay, no. But how can you do that? You almost can't say that as a Republican at this point, but at least the platform is there.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, I want to go off real quick because we have Bob on the line. Bob, are you there?
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. You know, I'm glad you mentioned all this stuff about Jefferson, what we're doing. You know, I think people ought to know, not only can we help California, but look at what Oregon's doing. They want to do the same thing. Washington State wants to do the same thing. New York, Florida, and I think there are several more states looking to see what Jefferson's doing and what we can get done. So if they try this, they can win as well. We are not only helping Jefferson or California. We are helping America.
Amen, brother. We're working it.
And the other thing is, two of the biggest states in the union, California and New York, who they run by a New Yorker and a Californian, and all they're trying to do is destroy America while we are trying to rebuild it.
There you go. Agreed.
So,
agreed.
Fellas, keep up the fight. We're in it with you. We're backing you 1,000,000%. So have a good one. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Pappy. Appreciate it.
You too, Bob. Thank you. And Bob's not wrong. You know, there we have, you know, who do we have? We have Nancy Pelosi, who was a transplant from back east, right? I mean, she came from, I believe she came from Maryland. And so
she came over after the Mayflower, didn't she?
No, I think she came ahead of it. She was one of the scouts.
Oh, man.
No, she, you know, she was transplanted. Her family's been in politics in back east forever. And then so they threw her out here on the left coast to do her job and to get in and make it happen and cause turmoil, what, 100 years ago or better, whatever it is that she's been in. And that's exactly what's happened. So
one more facelift and she'll have her shoulders next to her cheeks.
No sarcasm or intended.
I think we better go to Mark Baird.
Yeah, we better go to our caller. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing, buddy?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
What's happening?
Hey, well, you know, you look at what Bob said and just look at the situation in California and all across the country, and you see more state split efforts start to come into the forefront in Washington, Michigan, New York. There was one in Maryland. Colorado had one. And we could trace these back to their roots very easily. It's Reynolds versus Sims. When Justice Earl Warren told states that they had no right to elect state officials in their own under their own process and plan, he dynamically changed the United States forever in instituting the sham that he called one man, one vote. One man's always had one vote. The only difference was you voted for the representative in your county and people in other counties voted for their representative. But he invented this term called one man, one vote because he thought that, well, least populated areas would have more weight to their vote. But we addressed that in the Constitution. It was called the Connecticut Compromise or the Great Compromise, where each state has two senators, no matter how big, no matter how small. Because, yes, people deserve representation, but different geographical areas have different wants and different needs. And communities deserve representation as well. That was what our founding fathers envisioned. That was what was intended when our Constitution was signed. That was the way this country was run until Earl Warren stepped on the scene. And I just have a hard time imagining that he was the first guy in almost 200 years that realized that the founding fathers didn't really meant what they said, but I know better. And once the Gray versus Sanders, Reynolds versus Sims were decided, it changed fundamentally this country forever. because it did exactly what the dissenting justices predicted it would do. It created a nation with an entirely city point of view, they said. That's a quote. So what we have now is we have 10 or 15 major cities in the nation that dictate politics for everyone in this country, no matter what your geographic area, no matter what your occupation, no matter what your wants, what your needs. And we've created an oligarchy where the people in the city of Los Angeles run politics for the entire state. The people in Portland run the politics for the entire state of Oregon. The people in Seattle dictate how things are going to be to every single person in Washington state. The people in Chicago dictate how everything is going to be for the entire state of Illinois. The people in New York City dictate how everything is going to be for the entire state of New York. That's really, I mean, I admit the CFR case is not attacking Reynolds versus Sims, because after a lot of really heated debate, as Wynn said, we didn't think we could pull it off. But I think, and I've always thought, we should have attacked Reynolds versus Sims, and maybe that should be the next target we go after, because it has ruined this nation and turned us into a socialist enclave run by idiots from major cities who think they know better how you need to live than you do.
Amen.
That's so true, you know, and we were just talking about that, the different platforms. I mean, the Democrats are out of control, you know. And here's the thing, too: if you're running as a, how do you run as a conservative Democrat? I mean, it's an oxymoron, and you know, it's sort of like, you know, you don't want to pick one party out from another party, but really and truly, when you can't say you are something if you don't believe anything, if you don't believe in anything that you're saying that you are.
Well, sure you can. That's the definition of a liar. You can.
Oh, that's exactly right, my friend. That's exactly correct. Didn't want to say
it all day, every day. For example, Nancy Pelosi has been on the record saying that we need to control the southern border and needed to build a wall. Chuck Schumer said they needed to build a wall. Barack Obama said they needed to build a wall. But the minute Donald Trump says that, it's immoral. It's easy to not stand for your principles or claim you're for one thing and really be another thing. It's called being a liar.
Yeah, it's well put. That's well put. And I think that, you know, we've had a lot of, like this guy that switched parties in San Diego, or maybe somebody that wants to switch parties and run for an office and say, well, you know, I'm gonna run as a conservative. I'm going to run for liberty. I'm going to run for this, that, or the other, but I'm going to run on this particular ticket. Well, you're lying to somebody. You're either lying to the people who you're trying to represent, which would be the Democrats, or you're lying to the people who you are trying to represent on the QT that you're a Republican. So, I mean, the whole thing is just so bizarre in the way people are going. This guy switching over in San Diego, just it's
shouldn't he be ousted, because he did run on a specific
platform,
and then he got those votes, and then now he switches platforms and parties altogether.
Right.
So he lied to get into that position.
Yeah.
So shouldn't he be ousted? I mean,
yeah.
That should be part of the
somebody that lied to get elected. There's a new concept.
That would never happen.
With that, Kemosabe, stay with us, my good friend. We're going to take a break here, so we'll see you on the other side. Time has come
for 51. Before it's too
late, listen close to what I say. Don't try and take my guns away. You're in the land of the free. This is the home of the brave. And I ain't gonna be your slave. So don't try and take my guns away.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals.
Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
And a great price that was paid. So don't try and take my guns away. It's freedom's way you're trying to change. You lost your mind, it's clear you've gone insane. Let me give it straight, I'll make it plain. Try and take my guns away.
Yeah, you keep your hands off my guns. You can take it lead first. All right, hey, tonight I just want to remind everybody for tonight that we have our second and fourth Sunday conference call. So the second and fourth Sunday of every month, we have a conference call at 7 p.m., and we talk about Jefferson and what's going on in Jefferson and give updates and stuff and answer questions at that time. Via the call and or online with the chat room that we have access to for the meeting at that time. If you want to get involved with that, hear what's going on, you can call 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And then once the menu prompts you, you go to the access code, and the access code is 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. Again, 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. You can also go to the SOJ51.org website. So you could be on the phone and hear the call, and you can go onto the website and go to the events calendars portion of it. Click on that. Go to today's date. Go down to the last entry for that on the today's date for the conference call. Click on it. It'll take you to the chat room. And you just kind of register your name in there so we can see who's on the chat room. And just register there. You can see what the chat questions are, and you can communicate via chat. You can talk and have dialogue on the conference call by chatting there. And sometimes you can even listen through, if you choose, through your computer that way, so you don't have to have the phone as well. So multiple ways of doing it, multiple ways of getting involved and listening and hearing what's going on. So go for it. Do it. We'll be talking tonight, 7 o'clock. See you there. Bye. Thanks.
And we also have another event coming up, and this is going to be in Tuolumne County.
Tuolumne.
At the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
And maybe we'll have more information on that next week. I'm not quite sure of the times, but I think it starts around 4 o'clock.
We might even have Stonewall give us a call.
Stonewall may give us a call. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a great event. Mark Baird is the keynote speaker. We'll be talking about all things Second Amendment. All things Jefferson.
Yep.
But if you're in that area in Tuolumne County, you can get on the website. And also, we have the Messenger coming out. I'm sure it'll be in the Messenger.
Yep.
And that's just a great tool that we have that the ladies put out.
And keep in mind, too, with the Messenger, you can subscribe to it There is no cost to it. And when you subscribe to it, the only thing you receive from the messenger is the messenger. That's it. That's the only thing, the only reason that you would have your email address when you sign up for it. They send you out a copy of the messenger and you're good to go. You can print it out or you can read it on a computer, whatever you want to do. And there are also backdated copies archived on our website, so you can go back through and read the historical information on there and see what's been going on since the messenger began.
So, Mark, is there any updates on the court case for the Second Amendment, or excuse me, the TRO?
No, I mean, just got to get the paper finished and get it filed. That's it. So I'm waiting to talk to the attorney again about our completing the complaint and getting it filed. That's all we got to do is just finish the paperwork and get it into court.
And so I know that you were asking last week about an addition. We have that addition that you needed then.
Maybe. You know, still vetting the additional plaintiffs, or trying to pick one of the additional plaintiffs, and just getting kind of to the end of my rope with that, because you know, you have to be very careful who you bring with you in court. They have to say the right things and be in the right circumstances so that it helps us. And if I can't identify one of those individuals very quickly, then we'll proceed without one. So
right,
I'm just
okay.
Working through that process, and you know. What people may not realize is every time you add something, you have to change all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You have to rewrite the complaint to reflect the new circumstances. It's time-consuming. And I just think that our window of opportunity is narrow enough that we need to get this in and maybe take our chances. You know, we'll see.
Okay.
That's good, because we needed to. There was a lot of people that, I know you just did an event yesterday. We just did one of those down in Colusa, but a lot of people that hear this program were up to speed on what the news was from last week and didn't quite have that yet.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Well, one thing I want to add is there was one guy at the meeting in Colusa County that said, well, if you want, I'll strap my pistol on and get arrested. I don't want that.
Right,
right.
It's not necessary. It's not required. There's no reason to break the law as it stands. Now, the law as it stands is not constitutional. The law as it stands is unjust. It's unconstitutional. The court's already ruled that. And we're in the process to get that changed. But there is no reason for anyone to place themselves or their future, their families, or anything else in jeopardy by going out and doing something that they think is going to help but won't help at all. So don't do that. We got it covered. We're already in the process. We can do this through completely legal means. And quite frankly, the Ninth Circuit agrees with us. So, you know, we'll get this thing filed and we'll get it into court and we'll win. I'm convinced that we're going to win. The law's on our side. Court precedent is on our side. Case law is on our side. So let's see what we can do. But the more important thing is, everybody put on your thinking caps, because when we win this one, we can go win another one.
That's right.
There are already lawsuits in progress about the assault weapons ban. We already won a small victory, the NRA did, in the 30-round magazine arena with a restraining order, exactly what we're doing, proving that to ban 30-round magazines would immediately make criminals out of millions of Californians. So the NRA won a victory with that one. It's limited because it's a restraining order. So you may not go purchase 30-round magazines, but the ones you have aren't going to get you put in jail. And there is already a lawsuit in progress about the banned handgun list, citing the Interstate Commerce Clause, because people in 40 or 45 other states can purchase any handgun they want, but the people in California are severely restricted. And the intent was clearly to restrict Second Amendment access to modern weapons. So, but there are other opportunities out there. So let's see if we can spot one. Maybe it's time to attack the 18-year-old age limit, because
yeah.
You are qualified to vote and you're qualified to go in the service, but you're not mature enough to purchase a long gun or a handgun. I mean, you know, what kind of logic is that? Because you're not going to eliminate crazy people by restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. You're not going to limit crime by restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. You're not going to prevent crime by restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. And that's exactly what California wants to do, but they're hiding their agenda. What they want is control. They don't care about your rights. They don't care about your abilities. They don't care about your wants or your needs. They want absolute and abject control over you, your money, your property, and they don't want you to be able to resist those things in any way, shape, or form. That's exactly why the Second Amendment was put in the Constitution, to resist tyranny from any enemy, either foreign or domestic. California is a tyrannical government. They don't care about the Constitution. They never did. They don't care about liberty for you or your family. They never did. That's what we're fighting, so let's keep our eye on the ball and we can win.
Yeah, and criminals love gun laws. I mean, a crook loves gun laws because that just restricts people who are law-abiding from having guns.
And they comply so well.
Yeah, criminals always comply, yeah. You know,
yeah, I'm sure the Crips and the Bloods threw down their 30-round magazine the instant that law was passed.
No, I'm sure they did, yes.
I mean, some of these things you look and they're just so ridiculous on their face that you wonder why any intelligent person wouldn't say, well, that's a load. You know, I don't know, the state of California has some, and I think it has a lot to do with where they get their money. You know, they get their money from employee unions, and what do the state employee unions have to gain? Oh, I know, more money. So if they support the status quo, they get money, and they get more in their CalPERS, and they get more of all this stuff. You know, the California Teachers Association marches with the American Communist Party in all the May Day parades, so we know what they want. And between state employees and their families and their target useful idiot unions, they have a lot of power and control over the state. They use that power and control over you to get more money and more power. So, you know, let's just wake up, folks, and start looking at these situations and seeing them for exactly what they are, which is an attempt to take your liberty and your money and your property away from you and make you into a compliant consumer and a voter who says, oh, well, I guess there's nothing I can do about it. My vote doesn't count anyway, so I might as well just go along with it. And then when it gets so bad I can't go along with it anymore, I'll move to Idaho. And I'll continue my apathy until I ruin Idaho. I mean,
which is happening, you know, as we speak.
Yeah. Well, it's happening as we speak.
That's
everywhere.
Right. Because, that's right.
But what does that go back to? Your vote doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because we don't have any representation.
Right.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Back to Jefferson.
Yep.
Great back to
yep.
Jefferson.
It all comes full circle, doesn't it?
Well, it all goes back to lack of adequate representation where the person you elect doesn't care what you think, because he doesn't have to, and you can't make him. I mean, he represents a million people as a state senator. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't have to. You can't make him care, because you don't have enough access to political power to change the situation. What Jefferson proposes is a state with a part-time legislature, a much smaller government, with much smaller districts, so that it is cheap and easy to get rid of a bum or a crook if you should accidentally elect one. That's all it is, really. It's not party politics. It's not an agenda. It's not anything except handing the power back to the electorate so that the person they elected has to be responsible to the voters. They won't have any choice. The money won't matter. Their party affiliation won't matter. They will have to be respectful of the voice of the electorate, because the electorate will have the absolute power to get rid of the bum if he doesn't listen or turns out to be a liar or a crook. Gosh, what's wrong with that? How could that not be a good thing?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, yeah. And one thing that Brian Daly said when he was here speaking to us last Monday, or Monday before last, the comment he made is, well, you know, the pendulum will swing back to our side. Well, I'm sure that the Jews during World War II thought, well, you know, the pendulum will probably swing back to our side. Oh, wait, there's 10 million of us gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once we have...
I'm sure the Chinese and Mao thought it. I'm sure the Venezuelans under Hugo Chavez and Maduro thought it. I'm sure the Cambodians under Pol Pot thought that. I'm sure the Russians under Stalin thought that. I'm sure the Rwandans thought that. I'm sure in the Central African Republic they thought that. I'm sure everywhere the totalitarian socialism and control of life, liberty, and property by a governing elite who does not care what you think or what you want, I'm sure those people all hope somehow a rock would fall out of the sky and it would change the situation forever. But I got some bad news for you. It's never going to change unless you try to change it. Never. And a dictator and a totalitarian regime, tyranny, never fixes itself. Never, ever in the history of the world has a tyrant or a tyrannical form of government ever stopped and said, oh, gosh, we're sorry, we were doing the wrong thing all this time. Here's your stuff back. It doesn't happen that way, people. You better take matters into your own hands, and we can do that by forming the state of Jefferson or making the lives of California oligarchs so miserable and so terrible that we take power back from them and restore it to the people where it rightfully belongs.
Amen.
It's well put. You know, you make some great points, and you know, I think that's something that people really have to start understanding, and not only understanding but taking action on. I mean, we need to get the word out. We need to be talking to people. We need to be standing up against our legislatures, and you know, and we don't have to be in a position to where we're trying to be cute about something. I mean, you know, for the life of me, I know I'm kind of stuck on this thing with this guy in San Diego, but I mean, to switch parties like that and to have people believe he's one way and then have him switch, I mean, even if the guy is maybe trying to be tricksy, you know, is still an issue of being disingenuous. And, you know, it's a shame that that those things happen.
Imagine the ridicule he's going to go through from both sides for doing what he's doing. I mean, there's no way I would ever do something like that.
And the only, you know, well, there is. There's notoriety. People do things for notoriety because they want quote, quote, FaceTime. And I think they do
it. Bad FaceTime?
Well, you know.
Better than no FaceTime?
You know, really, those things are just distractions. That idiot down there is just a bunny trail, and he's the responsibility of the people who didn't see through his shallowness and his lies.
Right on.
But we have bigger issues. You know, we have politicians in place, and you know, I'm sure Brian thinks he's doing the right thing. I doubt he would wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll do the wrong thing all day today. But, you know, the problem with that is it's a status quo mentality where, oh, well, we're climbing down the ladder of success and liberty here.
Down the ladder.
I can do about it. So I think I'll just keep on swinging. And my goal is, if I educate enough socialists, then surely they'll see the light. Well, and look, I just want to tell you just the things that I've seen with my own eyes. I've been all over the place. I get tired of saying that because I'm sure people are tired of hearing it, but I have. I've been in every conflict zone you can imagine. I've seen this again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Tyrants never fix themselves. Dictatorial, tyrannical governments who take people's stuff without their permission and without regard to what they think and what they want and what they feel and what they need never, ever fix themselves. You can try to educate them all day long. They go back in their office and they laugh and they come up with their next plan to kill more people or confiscate more money or tax you more or strip you of your liberties, because that's where power comes from. Power is not something that manufactures itself. You take it from someone else who has it. In the United States of America, this system was designed so that the people had the power. It says so in the California Constitution. All just powers derive from the governed, from the people. It says so in the Declaration of Independence. All just powers derive from the governed, right? From the consent of the governed. So you don't get power as a politician by doing a great job. You get power by taking it from the people who it rightfully belongs to. That's what the Brian Dalys and Jim Nielsens and all the rest of our so-called conservative champions fail to realize. These people are taking our power. They're not apologetic about it. They're giddy about it. And you can stand there and talk to them and invite them up to your ranch and show them how the common people live and show them how hard we work and show them what good folks we are and how we really deserve to keep our rights because we're just nice and good and it's, you know, all about apple pie and the American dream. And I got some bad news for you. Tyrants laugh at that. And they simply sharpen the knife a little bit more and decide where to cut you next. And this is the death by a thousand cuts. And unless the people of this state wake up to that and wake up to the poison of grant money and to the power-hungry state agencies who would strip you of everything you own if they could and then give you back the nickel they think you need to live on. If you don't wake up to that, then you're stupid.
You're absolutely correct.
And all the rest of this is just a distraction. A guy flipping from Republican to Democrat, who cares? He's an idiot that idiots elected, and he's their problem. But our problem is a much bigger picture, and that is that the politicians, the liars and crooks and cheats in Sacramento are going to take everything you have. And when you lose your liberty, you lose the power to say no to that. You know, people get tired of hearing this word, liberty, liberty, liberty. What is it? Who cares? Well, I'll tell you what it is. If you don't have liberty, you do not have the political power or the moral authority to say no to tyranny. Because without liberty, they're not going to let you keep your money. They're not going to let you keep your property. They will tax you straight out of it, and they're already doing it. They're talking about taxing your tap water, for gosh sakes. They're already taxing the air you breathe. They're telling a waitress in a restaurant that it is a crime to give you a plastic straw unless you ask for it. Well, goodness gracious, is nothing sacred from these people? I mean, what's next? A tax on every square of toilet paper because if you use too much, it's going to ruin the environment? I mean, wake up, folks. This is coming. I've seen it happen all over the world, and it's coming here. And if you think it isn't, you're deluding yourselves.
I hope you didn't give him an idea on the toilet paper thing.
We're all up that creek.
Yeah, you may have.
Well, you do know that the strongest weapon in the United States is a patriotic American, right? I mean, that's the strongest weapon.
It is.
According to Kid Rock. So I'm quoting Kid Rock.
Well, you know, I don't agree with that. It
don't think so?
We act. No, it is if we act. It is.
Oh, that's true.
Something.
Yeah, that's true.
But it isn't. You know, it's easy for me to sit in my house and swear to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But it means nothing if I leave the house and do nothing about it.
You're right.
You know,
you got to take action.
When I'm in Costco, looking at full shelves, and for some reason, perchance, some of us still have enough money to buy the things we want. Although that's going to be short lived too. You know, I'm thinking, yeah, man, I'm a patriotic American, but who cares if you don't do anything?
That's right. You're right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have to have action. And, you know, there are a lot of good people in Jefferson taking action, but there's not enough of us, folks. Mark's made some really good points. I mean, if the 8 million gun owners in California would vote, if the Christian conservatives would vote, and if business people would stand up, I mean, Mark just mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the agencies. Most of those are primed at making your life more difficult if you're a business. So not only are they making your life difficult as an individual, they're making your life difficult to make a living as a business. And again, we have to start standing together. You know, and I think that's a point well taken. It's got to be about action.
Amen.
Well, I mean, I think we lost three or four businesses in Yreka just in the last, I don't know, month or so, and at least one of them, and maybe more, they're closing because the regulations are just make
right.
life so onerous and so difficult that, quite frankly, they just don't want the money that bad anymore. They're just tired of it. They're tired of trying to jump through all the hoops. I mean, my wife and I, in our business, we have so many regulatory hoops to jump through. And not the least of which is now the government wants us to upload all of our files electronically so that they can spy on you without having to do any work to do it. So they want us. They want us to deliver ourselves into their hands so that it won't be any work if they decide to fine us. I mean, they'll have a computer flag that automatically, oh, you forgot to upload a paper, $25,000. Oh, you forgot to upload a document, $10,000. I mean, what the heck, you know? And I don't blame them. If I wasn't in business now, I certainly wouldn't start one. It's just way too much trouble, and there isn't enough return unless you're one of the really big. And for most of us, that's just not reality.
It's time to stand up. And, Wynn, can you give that phone number one more time for tonight's call?
Yeah, for tonight's call at 7 o'clock is 408-638-0986. And the access code, after you're prompted, is 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag.
So, Mark, we got about 30 seconds left. Bring us home, Kemosabe.
Well, I mean, action. Action speaks louder than words. If you're not willing to act, then then, you know, you're just a dog chained to your master's table, and you're content with the scraps that he decides to flick off onto the floor to you. And once a month, he's going to shorten that chain a half an inch. You won't notice it for the first couple of years, but by gosh, at some point, you're going to stand up and try to move. And it will be then, and only then, when it's too late, that you will realize that you lost your liberty, and you are now not in a position to regain it unless you use extraordinary means. And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Amen, brother.
But why don't we act now while we can? Why don't we...